Freaks and Geeks, welcome back to the Late Shift for Thanksgiving Freaky and Geeky. This episode is always brought to you by Slash and Cast, the podcast network. Freaks and Geeks, to those who are tuning in, it's, well, as I quote Jay from Jay's Island Bob, it's been a while. It's been some time, Freaks and Geeks. It's been a few weeks. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's been a really good minute since we've done an episode, to be quite honest. I'm sorry, Freaks and Geeks, I didn't mean to take a good minute of a break. Life kind of sidetracked me, but, you know, that's life, Freaks and Geeks. The only excuse that I really have of not posting an episode from last weekend was I went and got a tattoo. So to those who don't follow me on Twitter or Instagram, I have both at the Lane Shift Pod for the Twitter and then the Lane Shift on Instagram, which I'll probably change to podcast. So that way we don't think we're all about like car racing and all that. Back to what I was saying, was, I went and got a tattoo. I know y'all like, and I know y'all are probably like, but Lane, you could have pre-recorded. I was tied up with some things. And then I had to go out of town to get the tattoo. And I was at a friend's house while getting the tattoo. So I just decided, hey, another vacay week, it wouldn't kill. However, Freaks and Geeks, I hope you did enjoy the previous episode. The previous episode was a part of the virtual con, which, to those who attended, thank you so much for always supporting not only my show, but the Slash and Cast podcast network itself in general by attending the virtual cons, checking out everyone else on the network. We really appreciate it in so many different ways. I mean, seriously, at least, you know, we're a horror community. We don't have much in this world except other horror lovers, and the support and the growth and everything from each and one of y'all, just not from me, but to the network, let alone, is very, very much appreciated. You know, we all bust our ass to hopefully make this a dream one day. You know, honestly, I would really love the Lane Shift to become a sole focus. And that is definitely a big goal now. I've been slacking on the show, but I've really decided I just want to do this for the rest of my life. I think it'd be great. I went and got a tattoo. What else? Not much I can currently think of. I went and got a tattoo, and I've been just trying to work some things out for the Lane Shift. So starting off here soon, we're actually going to be bringing back shirts and all that merch for the show. We're also going to be doing a Patreon stuff. I've come up with a few more ideas. I told y'all, I think on an episode, if not, I might have not said anything. I probably just randomly went and did this kind of stuff and weird like that. But I deleted the last Patreon, the first and only Patreon tier I had. I also decided to part ways with Design by Humans. First off, if you out there have a collaboration with Design by Humans by just posting your merch on there, they're not a bad company. I just decided that personally, me, I wanted to find something more easy for me to work with. Design by Humans is a very great site. I have nothing against them. I just personally need something more simpler. I'm not the best with it. I'm still learning. And Patreon, I took away my only tier, my one and only tier away. It was a shout-out tier. I'm actually going to redo a different tier. It's going to be called Produced, and be a producer. Produce is what we eat. I got confused there, my bad. I'm going to do this thing called Be a Producer. To all the freaks and geeks out there who constantly listen to this show, this is a grand opportunity for y'all to support the show in a really awesome way. To be a producer. Behind everything and behind the history and the making of this awesome mic and host. So with this, to be a producer, I have so many plans to start doing more video stuff. What else? More videos. Of course, more episodes. And some Patreon stuff, you know? Like, there's... We're trying to figure all this out. And once we do, I'll post more perks. But for now, the new perk that is going to be coming out soon will be called Be a Producer. Basically, during an episode, spend a certain amount of money. It's going to be kind of cheap, don't worry, but it's a really good, fun thing. You'll get a shout-out from the show. Your names will also have a titled credit, meaning in each description of each episode moving forward, when you are tiered to this, your name will be on a credit in a description. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, if you click on that description, boom, there you go, right there. Your name's going to have a credit to it. It's going to say credits produced by blah, 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 your name. Super awesome. I'm really excited about that idea. Now, let's say if I did like a YouTube video. At the end, when the video ends, it's going to say produced by and it's going to have your name. I think this was a really cool idea. I really sat down and kind of thought about how this would work. I know it's not an original idea. I think it's a fun idea. You can say, wow, I produced some random person's show. But I think it'd just be fun. Like I said, I deleted the last tier, which was just shout-outs, just because I feel like I wasn't really giving you a money-worth idea. But this, I think, is definitely something interesting. Like I said, there's going to be more tiers later down the line and all that. And yes, merch is coming back because, like I said, I was having a struggle with Design by Humans. I think I figured out who I'm going to go with this time. And not only that, but I'm trying to get a new logo done. So a redesign of the logo. It's going to be really badass. I'm just, you know, it's time, patience, you know, we need time and patience, all that. However, I think it's going to be a really awesome logo, and I think it should be shared with the world, you know. And of course, Freaks and Geeks. Any all funds and all that support the show and everything, which is again greatly appreciated and all that. Like I said, I really want to make this something. I want to make a career out of this, and these are goals, you know, and I think this would be a nice leap forward into it, you know, building the show and everything. And again, whatever support, you know, even if you're not Patreoning, buying merch, etc., just even listening, you know, I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. It makes me extremely happy. So let's make this show a dream. All right, freaks and geeks. Enough of the boring stuff. It's time to jump into one of my favorite movies of all time, I Am Legend. So to those who don't know, I'm actually not a big zombie fan. Weird, right? Yeah, I'm 100% not a zombie fan. And the reason being, it's... not that zombies are, it's not that they're, it's not that they're bad, it's just, how do you say this? Zombie movies are hard to make, and I'm very creeped out by zombies, which is why what makes me really not a big zombie fan. You watch, like, a slasher, right? A person's head gets chopped off, you know. Oh, damn. Like, ugh. Person gets stabbed in the heart. Oh, that's gotta hurt. At least I didn't suffer. But a zombie will pull you through a sharp, broken window and rip you in half and just gore on you. It is gross and crazy. Ugh. That's my fear of zombies, because they eat you alive. They're the undead, so they're turning you dead. And it's... ugh. However, we're going to be talking about a really good movie, I Am Legend, which was made in 2007, featuring Will Smith as Dr. Robert Neville. It starts out, there's this whole talk about how they found a cure for cancer. It later shows Robert taking him and his family, getting a little ahead. It shows 3 years later, Robert and his dog Sam are driving around in a Mustang, and they're looking for stuff. They're actually hunting deer. So they chase the deer, and what they do is they chase these deers, and next thing you know, one runs into an abandoned building. So Sam, the dog, goes after it. Now, this is a really great scene, first off. This is moments of importance. It is getting hooked into a movie. You gotta have, like, that opening scene where it's like, wow, this is really awesome, right? So, this is one of those scenes. Sam goes into dog instinct and goes into the building after the deer. And so, with that, Sam, you know, Robert's like, no, Sam, don't. Sam goes in, Robert goes into the dark building. I can't remember what he called them, the dark seekers or something. The infected are in there. They hide in the dark. So when he's walking through the building, you know, I love this scene because it's very realistic. Because the way Robert is acting in this whole scene is how I'm acting. He's covering his flashlight, but he's also panicking. He's like, there's a part where he whispers to himself, he goes, I gotta go, Sam, I gotta go. Like, he can't do it. And he kind of forces himself because, you know, he loves Sam. It's his dog. I mean, come on. As much as I hate the dark and infected zombies, I would, you know, if my dog ran in a building, I'd hate and be very mad. But, you know, I love my dog, so I would get through it. So, with that, he sees there's a room full of infected. He sees Sam hiding under a desk. He waves his light over there. There's one that's awake. And it tries to attack him. He shoots. Sam escapes. They all chase him out of a window and all land in the sunlight. And they die. So Robert then has a plan of what he's going to do. He sets a tarp, sprays it down with some fluids, puts like a counterweight trap. So that's what I can explain. If you've ever played Last of Us, there's a scene where Joel and Ellie are trying to get to a friend of Joel's to get a truck. But he has traps. I think his name's Bill. Bill has traps all over the city. Joel steps into this little pressure plate, and it snares onto him, and then a fridge falls, making a counterweight, lifting him up in the middle of the air. This is kind of that trap. So what Robert does is take a U-Haul off the edge of a bridge and connect it to the tarp as a counterweight. So when the creature runs into it, the U-Haul is going to fall off and snare it up. So when he does that, he ends up trapping one. However, another one comes out and ignores that the fact that the sun's out and starts screaming at him. And you can tell there's a connection between this creature and the other creature. Because why would it know that the sunlight would hurt him, but go out there and do that? So afterwards, Robert takes the creature back and to his house under his lab to start testing on it. He injects it with a potential cure, and it doesn't work right away. So out of frustration, he goes and has just a day to himself. He wakes up the next morning. He tells his dog, Sam, it's his birthday. They're driving around, and this movie is very sad, Freaks and Geeks. It's made me cry a lot during my life, and no matter how many times I rewatch this movie, I always get very sad because the sad scene I'm about to describe. Freaks and Geeks, if you're listening up ahead, there's going to be tons of spoilers, but first off, I'm going to describe a scene about animal passing away. If you do not want to listen, by all means, skip ahead. If not, just get ready for a box of tissues. So, he notices a mannequin is where he didn't place it. He starts freaking out, and he's like, this scene's very interesting. You can kind of see, like, how Robert's gone 3 years without any human emotion or connection. He kind of becomes connected to these figmented mannequins. So he starts screaming, no, no, no. I think we all know that scene. And he starts, he's like, if you're real Frank, tell me now. And lights up Frank with a gun. So afterwards, you can kind of see where he loses his composure. And he starts shooting everywhere. It's like, it's a great scene. First off, you know, I feel we need some social connection. We as humans, we kind of crave that, right? And when we go without connection to just chatting with someone, all that, you know, rather through, you know, social media, out there, whatever, etc. I just, you know, you kind of lose your sanity and your composure because it's just like, wow, I really haven't talked to anyone in so long. So I think in order for Robert to keep his composure, he made these mannequins and everything at certain places to chat with. So after he kills Franks, you kind of see him lose his composure. He starts walking around, spinning in circles. He then steps into a puddle with Frank. You can hear something tighten on him, and you see the cab fall. And it lifts him up, counterweights him. It's the same thing as I explained about Joel in Last of Us and what happened in the beginning. Same trap. However, remember how I explained that blood part when he smears some of his blood on that tarp? If I didn't, my apologies. So, he hits his head and starts dripping blood. Sam is barking at him to wake up. Fortunately, Robert wakes up when dark is descending upon the towns, or the city. So, the same creature I told you about that was screaming at him after he took that other creature has two dogs in his hands, two infected dogs. Robert, by the way, is immune to the virus. However, Sam is not. Only airborne. It's an airborne slash bite effect. So, Sam's immune to airborne, but not to the bite effect. Robert is completely immune. And so, with that, sorry, Freaks and Geeks, this is a really hard scene. Robert cuts himself out of the snare, but lands on his knife and starts crawling away. The infected dogs are waiting for that crack. There's a crack of sunlight that's safe, that's protecting them. And so with that, Robert's trying to crawl to his car with Sam, but Sam is holding and fighting back for Robert like any loyal doggo would do. So, Robert went to go and grab his gun out the car. However, the dogs begin chasing him. Sam takes on one. Robert shoots one. Another one tries killing Robert. Sam gets it. However, as I explained, Sam is not fully immune. Only to the airborne he's immune. But to bites, he's not immune. So, Robert takes him home. Tries to give him the cure. It doesn't work. So Robert starts singing Don't Worry by Bob Marley to him. And Sam becomes slowly infected. And then Robert puts him out of his misery. It's a very hard scene to watch. Sam was given to Robert by his child Marley in the beginning to look over him. When Marley and his wife were leaving out of Ground Zero. So Sam was kind of like a connection of what he had left of his child. So with that, Sam losing, or Robert losing Sam is a very hard scene because they kind of bonded. I mean, 3 years, you have no choice. You got to bond with something, animal companion. And with that, it's a very hard scene. I just watched it not long ago and I still want to cry. Like, ugh. Ugh. But you know what Robert does? He would do what I would have done. Robert buries Sam. Then again, he goes and talks to a mannequin in a store. He goes, I promised my friend I'd say hello to you today. And he's like, please say hello back. Like, he's losing his mind. Dark descends upon the city again. and Robert sets up a trap at this little dock area. All the creatures go there. He turns on his truck with all the lights and UVs on it and starts messing them up. And I would have done the same. I 100% shit you not, freaks and geeks. I would John Wick every creature if my dog died to one of them. I would, yeah. And it's, this is a great movie. You see so much emotional experience through this. Like, you see Robert trying to keep hope of creating this cure in Ground Zero. You know, you can see, like, sadness, the sanity, the composure loss, the, just everything. So, Robert's vehicle gets really messed up by the creatures. And right before he gets eaten alive, he gets saved. The lady taking him to his house asked where he lives. He told her. He wakes up. He meets Anna and Ethan. So, with that, he kind of loses his composure in front of them. He comes back and apologizes. Then they see the creature that he kept in the beginning, that he gave the cure, or testing one of the cures on, and sees a little bit more about it and trying to figure it all out. However, darkness falls a final time, and he notices the creatures are running at him, and they didn't realize that when he was getting drove back to his house, it was still dark, and they tracked him down. So, he puts on a light show for the creatures, and then blows up half the entire block to stop them. However, leaves the home very vulnerable. He fights a giant, I don't know the name, I looked at the credit, his name is Alpha Male, so he fights the Alpha Male, and the Alpha is just messing him up and, like, throwing him around and all that. So, he then chases the Alpha out of his house. He sees a creature is tearing a hole in his ceiling. He shoots the creature. They go down to the lab. And they see the creature that was caught in the very beginning is being restored back to humanity. And here's, before we continue, there are two endings. I just want to let y'all know. There are two endings. First and foremost, I can't remember exactly which ending I saw first, but I always remembered this one, and I had to go search it back up to make sure I wasn't crazy, which I'm not. So there are two endings. I'm going to explain the good ending and the neutral ending. I would say there are no bad endings. There's a good ending. I would say heroic, you know what? It's not even good or neutral. It's heroic ending and neutral ending. Or good ending. Yeah, heroic ending and good ending. So, they go down to the lab. They seal themselves with this glass door. They notice that the creature before is changing back to human. However, the Alpha is trying to break the glass. However, in the beginning, when Marley was taking off in the helicopter, Marley was doing butterfly hands to Robert. And when the Alpha is smashing the glass, it formed a butterfly. So, what he does in the heroic ending is he takes a blood sample from the creature who's getting cured, hands it to Anna, gets Anna and Ethan out of there, and he then takes a grenade and throws himself in front of them and blows himself up with all the creatures. Anna and Ethan find safety in this place, hands them the cure, and then she says Robert Neville saved her and half the population, and then, you know, they say this is a legacy, he was a legend. That's the heroic ending. I call this one the good ending. Kind of the same thing, except instead of taking the blood and blowing him up, Robert goes, I'm listening. He then takes the creature out there to the Alpha. Alpha picks the creature up, looks at Robert, and leaves. That's why I kind of said it was a good neutral ending. You know, no one really died. Heroic ending, Robert sacrificed himself, gave the cure to Anna and Ethan. They found refuge, gave the cure, and helped everything out. It's a heroic because he sacrificed himself. But yeah, that's I Am Legend. If you've never seen I Am Legend, it's a super great film. It is very heartbreaking. It's on HBO Max. It's just, it's very heartbreaking. And I normally sound really excited and pumped always talking about movies. Oh, but this one still makes me cry, Freaks and Geeks, I swear. That's all right. We're not going to end on this sad. We're going to end on this on some fun stuff. First off, Freaks and Geeks, I'm really loving my tattoo. To those who have not seen my tattoo yet, definitely check it out. It's on Twitter and Instagram. I don't think have I posted on Instagram yet? If not, I'll post it on Instagram soon. And not only that, but we're almost in December, which means we'll get to see Spider-Man No Way Home, which I'm pretty hyped for. Me and a buddy of mine, we were talking about this earlier, and I can't remember, but I accidentally called him Spider-Man. I was like, am I right, Spider-Man? And I was like, I just called you Spider-Man, as if you are Peter Parker. And I was just like, oh. I can't believe I called my best friend, who I've known for years now, Spider-Man. And it wasn't even like, it's not like he did anything like that. I just genuinely, for a second in my head, called him Spider-Man. But other than that, Freaks and Geeks, this was a blast of an episode, even though it was really heartbreaking to talk about. Sam is best doggo. 10 out of 10. Would pet if could. Will Smith was a phenomenal actor in this film, as always. I'm a big fan of Will Smith. It's a great virus movie. I highly recommend it if you've never seen it. Again, there are two endings. I like the heroic ending a little bit more, but that's all right. What else? Oh, by the way, I just want to say, Freaks and Geeks, I hope you enjoyed the previous episode. That was really fun. I do have plans on posting the video itself on YouTube here soon, believe it or not. That was the virtual con segment I did with Erratic Agent about Scream 1996. So I'll post that on YouTube soon. And we'll have some fun with that. I truly hope you enjoyed the previous episode. It seems like a lot of people did. Yeah. What else? I want to end on a good note. You know, I don't want y'all crying and going, this was the saddest episode ever. Because it was. It was. But, hold on. I have some fun stuff written down. Give me one moment. I'm pulling it up. Yeah, I think next week we're going to talk about Stir of Echoes, which that's a really good movie. And then I want to do eventually Venom 1 and 2. And Freaks and Geeks, I recently announced that I was going to try to dive into folklore of horror and all that. I think folklore is really awesome. Back in 2020, last year, around the virtual con that I did with Matt Shacha, I think we did folklore of places we live. Can't remember what we did. Man, it's hard. It was either horror locations. Me and Matt were going to do folklore, but we decided to do horror locations instead. So with that, however, being, I've decided that a fun thing to add as a new format to the show is folklore. And I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be awesome, you know, to talk about all these creepy things, you know, recently. I've got such a weird interest in the folklore and all that. I don't know why, but I think it'd be fun and it'd be awesome to do for the show. But other than that, freaks and geeks, I appreciate you tuning in. Like I said earlier into the segment, we're going to have merch, Patreon stuff coming back here soon. So definitely look forward to that. Also, be sure to one more time, check out the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Definitely check out all the shows, starting with Slash and Cast, of course. Then you have Dead in Santa Carla, Bloody Date Night Podcast, Frightful Figures Podcast, Punk Rock Horror Podcast, Crystal Lake Soldiers Podcast, The Conjecturing Horrors Podcast, We Came From Beneath the Sea, Apocalypse and Review Podcast, The Silver Screen Scream Show. Ooh, I always mess that up. Sorry, y'all. Kirby, yes, I love y'all, but I keep messing up y'all's title. My bad. And then Murder Moose, a horror podcast. Erotic Source Podcast. We Watched a Movie. 3B Video. The Hidden Station. Handle with Scare. Tipsy Pod. The Cabinet of Dr. Mystery. And, of course, Lane Shift. And also, don't forget to check out A Thing with Two Heads with Sean Clark and his other great hosts who have also joined the network. Tipsy Pod, The Cabinet of Dr. Mystery, Handle a Scare, and of course The Thing with Two Heads. They're definitely the newest shows to the network. They are awesome. I highly recommend them. And other than that, freaks and geeks, we'll see you for Stars of Echoes next week. Stay tuned.